Foster.
And we are emerging, aren't we? You know, we're into a new world of business. It's being done in different ways. Technology is absolutely vital to businesses going forward. David Prescott joins me now, runs a business offering social media training to other companies. We've spoken several times on the program. Morning, David.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning to you. Interesting, isn't it, with Windows releasing Windows 8, Microsoft releasing Windows 8 today, and this sort of new and ever-expanding world of technology, iPad Mini being launched by Apple in the last week as well. This new sort of phase of technology and our interaction with technology and social media is the boom area at the moment, isn't it?
Very much so, very much so. I mean, I believe that we're ideally placed to give an overall market perspective of how businesses are doing, particularly in the East Midlands and Leicester, because we not only market ourselves as a digital marketing training provider, but we obviously provide marketing training to small businesses. What we particularly noticed is that there is a little bit of increase in business confidence and people booking onto our courses, but there's a significant increase in businesses wanting to learn new skills, and their marketing budget has to go a lot further. Therefore, they are turning to digital marketing.
So I run a shop, for example. I'm going to come to you, David, to help me market that shop, and you're going to show me through one of your courses how best to achieve that with my limited budget via the sort of social networking websites like Facebook and Twitter. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, in the times of recession, two things that are almost always cut first are your marketing budget and your training budget, and that's the core of our business. But particularly with digital marketing techniques, people can find that they can, particularly small businesses as well, they can be self-sufficient and they can have a much greater impact on reaching new customers through using digital technologies.
It's absolutely essential, isn't it? Because you can run a brilliant business, but if nobody knows about it, then what's the point? You know, you've got to get out there and reach as many new customers as possible, and that's being done in more and more innovative ways. So as it stands then, David, you are beginning to see signs of growth. Are you seeing more and more clients coming to you for advice?
We are, yes. What we're finding is people are taking a lot longer to make decisions. It's called stroking beard syndrome, we call it, where they ponder for a lot longer. They do see the benefit and they are looking to what we would call new marketing rather than the traditional marketing techniques, because there's a greater return on investment there.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because, of course, as we begin to move into this world, I mean, we're well on that journey already. It's going to see the battleground for marketing budgets get it all the more fierce between, I don't know, the print media, television, and the internet. I mean, do you see ultimately the internet triumphing over those sort of more traditional forms of marketing?
Well, I'm in favour of an integrated marketing approach. I mean, I must say that there's a place for radio advertising, as there is for TV and newspaper. Your approach really needs to be an integrated one, where you look at digital, and I'm not just talking social media, but your marketing activities need to include traditional and digital. So it's a blend of the two, and that will all be determined on where your customers are.
Like Laura, you started this business over the course of the last 4 years, haven't you? Throughout this recession, you've been trying to build on it. So, I mean, do you feel like you've got the foundations in place, and are they strong enough? Because if we emerge now from recession in 9 minutes' time, it seems ridiculous to say we're going to emerge from recession in 9 minutes. But if the statistics prove that, David, we do enter a new era here. So, do you feel like those foundations are strong enough?
I think it is genuinely going to depend from business to business. It's going to vary because the statistics that are published will give a little bit of confidence to certain people. But if you are feeling the impact still of the recession, if your order books aren't filling up, if you're having to cut back on staff or even cut hours, then it's very real to you and the recovery hasn't started. So I think we're going to have a very, very varied approach. dependent on the type of business that you run.
Okay. Well, David, good luck, and we'll talk again soon, all right? All the best to you.
Take care.
David Prescott there, who runs a social media training business, and it's growing, he says. So he's seeing some signs of growth. Are you?